1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the show. This is the Saturday night edition, and we're here live, as we are, six nights a week, Monday through Saturday, 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we'll talk to you about anything, whether it be a political issue, a personal problem, whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. You can, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with, I think, over 48,000 posts for you to surf around through, over 850 members interacting there, and it is a lot of fun. There's everything from serious posts to just downright fun stuff, and check it out. It's free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call at 1-888-532-4604. That's toll-free. Or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. So it is your show. You can bring up anything if you take control. 800-259-9231. Otherwise, we'll talk about what we want to talk about. And so, Manwich, where are we going to start tonight?
Well, I've got an article here out of the New York Times about... Well, it's a private ambulance company that was operating inside the hurricane area, and some comparisons between the government and private entities.
Because we've been not so kind to the government's response to the hurricane victims, and, of course, the government has not been so kind to the people in the disaster area, so they deserve every bit of critique they're going to get.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, to some extent, it may come off sounding like we're callous towards the hurricane victims, and
not
I hope
all.
It doesn't. You know, those people need help.
Absolutely.
We just think that the government, whether it's state, local, or federal, is completely incompetent.
Yeah, they're not giving help to anybody. In fact, they're preventing the help from arriving.
When they do something right, they still do it inefficiently. So here we go. President Bush spoke from Jackson Square on Thursday night. Across the Mississippi River, a few men sitting next to a trailer watched him on a television powered by a generator. They listened respectfully, but they were not exactly dazzled.
Mm-hmm.
Intentions and results are two different things, said one of them, Wayne Savoy, who knows something about results from his work at this makeshift command post of the Acadian Ambulance Company. During the flood, it was a lonely island of competence.
Hmm.
You know, and that's how politicians are. We're going to fix this. We're going to take money that we've taken from people, from taxes they had to give us, and we're going to throw it at the problem.
Uh-huh.
And if we throw enough money, we're sure that it will be solved. We're positive. And... well, it rarely is. Usually it results in exactly the opposite.
Yeah, somebody might get some help, but even the people that were allegedly helped by the government were, in some cases, helped out of their supplies, helped out of their homes, helped out of being able to stay with their pets, and helped into concentration camps where murder and rape and death, it just terrible... terrible situation.
I've got another article that we may get to this evening, we may not, about the FEMA city in Port Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the one that was a year ago for Hurricane Charlie.
Right.
It's still around, and it's still full. And crime is on the increase.
Inside FEMA trailer park.
Right, absolutely.
Wow.
Because people are really unhappy with the way the government is taking care of things. Vandalism's just rampant in there.
Yikes. All right.
So, anyway, the city's communication system was wiped out, but Acadian dispatchers kept working thanks to a backup power system and portable antennas rushed there the day after the hurricane. As stranded patients wondered what had happened to the city's medics and ambulances, Acadian medics filled in at the Superdome and evacuated thousands
now,
from six hospitals.
Now, is Acadia a company, or is it an area in Louisiana?
The Acadian Ambulance Company. This is a private company.
Got it.
Okay. So while
operating nearby Nolens,
right, and you know, many communities, I would say most, I would venture to say most communities, their ambulance companies are privately run.
Hmm.
They're not some kind of fire department thing where, you know, it's a big waste. But not where I am.
Yeah, not where we are.
While Louisiana officials debated how to accept outside help, Acadian was directing rescues by helicopter from the military and other sites. When the Federal Emergency Management Agency's paperwork slowed evacuation of patients from the airport, Acadian's frustrated medics waited there with empty helicopters.
Jeez.
The company sent in outside doctors and nurses to the airport where patients were dying and medical care was in short supply. FEMA rejected the help because the doctors and nurses weren't certified members of a national disaster medical team. How stupid is FEMA?
Really stupid.
Okay.
President Bush.
About as incompetent and stupid as you can get. They just need to be destroyed.
Look, here's proof positive, people. Here's your guarantee. This is your guarantee that the private system is a lot better than government
system.
Oh,
yeah. Last night we had an email come in from Hong Kong, and the guy was wondering, well, what if the private people don't step up and try to help people? Shouldn't there be a government to guarantee people help?
He's just scared like so many people are, and the government has sold that bill of goods,
right,
that we're here. Well, governments come and go too, people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, President Bush has promised to find out what went wrong and make sure the government has a better plan for the next disaster. But plans can do only so much, as the Acadian workers demonstrated. Coping with a disaster requires the ability to improvise and break the rules.
Which is what the government just can't do. No. I mean, there was plenty of opportunities for them to sidestep the rules, to easily, you know, Walmart shows up with trucks full of water. They could have easily have looked the other way and forgotten about their rules and just let the trucks through. But instead, they prevented them from coming in and giving people help. And that's just one example. I mean, there have been a plethora of them, and I'm sure there's a lot more that just haven't even, those stories haven't even made it out of the city yet.
After September 11th, federal officials vowed to make sure that the city's communication systems would survive a disaster. Well, there you go. They can make sure that we don't get a pair of nail clippers on an airplane, but they can't make sure that the communications for their ambulances can survive a disaster. Why do we give these people our money?
I really don't understand.
Improving them was a priority of the new Homeland Security Department. But when a predictable disaster struck New Orleans, yeah, it's not like this was a surprise, by the way.
It's inevitable.
City officials, and it's going to happen again. Let's rebuild New Orleans, and it'll flood again, people.
Ah, but this time they'll fund the levees correctly, and everything will be okay.
Sure.
Just trust like them. Trust them this time, Manwich. Sure, they laid ruin to a city of, what, 500,000 people or something? A million people in Nolens? Sure, they allowed the city to totally be destroyed because they're incompetent and just clueless. But you can trust them this time, because now they are going to throw more money at the problem. Yes, that will be the that will solve everything, just like it solved the education problem in this country. Oh, wait, no, it hasn't solved that. Just like it has stopped the drugs. No, it hasn't stopped that. What exactly has throwing more money at the problem gotten accomplished in the past?
Well, one could say that the
we've abolished poverty. Illiteracy is, man. I mean, it's just a string of failures. Why does anybody trust these people? I don't understand it.
No government planners expected the only working radio network in New Orleans to be run by a private company, but Acadian had the flexibility to take on the job. It also had better equipment than city agencies. Its chief executive, Richard Zuschlag, is a fanatic for state-of-the-art gear and backup systems.
Mm.
When the phone system failed, his medics were ready with satellite phones.
Awesome.
Yeah, baby. Where are the bureaucrats with their sat phones? Ain't got none.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be years before they've got them.
They're probably using 70s like CB radio technology or something.
You know, in a lot of airports, the air traffic controllers are still sending messages back and forth to each other on little wires.
Yeah, and they're using vacuum tubes.
It's crazy.
Stuff like that. And we're not exaggerating. It really is that bad. They have no incentives to upgrade. Hey, if it worked, if it works, you don't have to fix it, and it works it's worked since 1951 when we installed this system. Why should we upgrade now?
When the hurricane winds knocked over both the company's antennas in the New Orleans area, Acadian quickly located a mobile antenna and communications traveled over a tower owned by Iberia, a rural parish west of New Orleans.
Here is, like you're saying, man, here's all the example that you need that the private industry, volunteers, the free market can handle disasters if we would just let them do it. More about incompetence on the way. Clayton's on the line. Your calls as well. Helen, 800-259-9231. Take control.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Saturday night edition. Anything goes. We're in the middle of talking about the incompetence of the federal government, and specifically FEMA, and just generally that you can't look to the state, you cannot look to the government to rescue you. You can't expect them to take care of you. You can't expect them to ensure your safety. Just stop. If you have that mindset that the government's going to take care of you in a disaster, you better just reset and get rid of that mindset, because it's just not the case.
But private companies, it looks like here, have done a great job of taking care of people.
Private companies, as well as private charities, and just even just individuals, even motivated individuals. I don't know what I did with the story, but there was a story about a guy that had airboats, like I guess from the swamps of Louisiana. Mm-hmm. He had offered up his basically a fleet, something like six airboats. You know what I mean, with a big old propeller on the back. They go buzzing around the swamp, the alligators around. I'm sure you've seen these things.
Oh, absolutely.
Before. I mean, I guess for some of you that don't have swampland, you might not know what they are, but they're pretty cool little boats. And he offered them.
You can't sink them.
Right. He offered them to aid in the rescue efforts. And so FEMA came in and they did their little inspection process on them, which took about 6 hours, apparently, to inspect the airboats. And as it turned out they could not accept the airboats because they didn't have the requisite number of life preservers. They didn't have the appropriate number of seats on them. There was, you know, all these bureaucratic little stupid details that only a government bureaucracy would possibly have cared about in an instant of time when people's lives were on the line. Oh, well, it looks like your seats are too high off the ground. I'm afraid that we're not going to be able to accept your offers for assistance. In fact,
we're going to give you a ticket.
Yeah. Well, and ended up what happened was they told him that basically they couldn't accept his assistance, and they ordered him to not go in and help out.
You're not allowed to help.
He disobeyed their orders.
Thank goodness.
And went in the middle of the night.
Saved
and pulled 100 people out of the city on his own. So, again, it is individuals, private organizations that save lives and help people, not the government. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. In fact, I've got a laundry list of articles coming up here. I'm just going to read the headlines in a little while of the failures of FEMA. And it's FEMA. It's all about FEMA. They're the ones that were in control. So, of course, they're the ones where the failure ended up. Let's go to the phones, though, in the meantime, to Helen in Norway. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Yeah. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Helen.
What's
on your mind?
Yeah, yesterday I asked you guys, what do you mean by freedom?
Yeah.
And I have to say, yeah, I understood the concept and I agree, right? Yeah, that sounds good. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
Okay, you're on live radio, Helen. You need to be careful. We can let you get away with one, but that's about it.
I'm not free right now, right?
Yeah, you're not free to say those words on the radio because our affiliates get offended by that sort of thing. So try again without using those words.
Are you on the radio?
Yes, Helen, we're on the radio. Maybe our board operator needs to tell people this because we have a large internet audience on Free Talk Live, and we've had somebody else earlier this week just presume we were an internet show. So maybe we need to just have our board operators remind people they're going to be live on the radio. Helen, what was on your mind?
Yeah, possibly. All right, well, I wanted to ask you guys, well, let's say you got your, like, new state project, free state project, and it worked.
Yeah.
And after some time, it starts doing good. So everything's good, everything's awesome. And so what happens is that a lot of people start coming over.
Right.
So you get immigration. So what you going to do about it?
Nothing. Immigration's great. It's a boon to the economy. It means more jobs, more products, a better, healthier economy. I love immigration.
Higher rents. For the landlords, people that own land will benefit.
And actually, what's going to end up happening, Helen, is it is going to work because liberty does work and freedom is the best system to live under.
Actually, I do not doubt that.
Right, so here's what will happen. Instead, yes, we're going to get immigrants, no doubt about it. But at the same time, other people around the world and around the country are going to be looking to the free state and they're going to say, looks like we're losing people to the free state. What are they doing right that we're doing wrong? Because we're having our people leave our state and go to the free state, and we're losing our tax base. So what's going to end up happening is the free state will be an example to the rest of the world. And so everybody else will want to be like us, so the rest of the states will start becoming more free. At least that's how it should work. That's how America used to be as a country. We used to be a beacon of liberty to the world, and that's what we want to do again in the state of New Hampshire.
For many people, it still is, because there's not a lot of people who's aware of, you know, of the what's going on with the government right now. So for a lot of foreigners, the United States is still this kind of symbol of freedom.
That's true. It's still a symbol of freedom because they don't know what's going on. And then, of course, when they get here, they discover how big our government is, how intrusive it is. It's probably still an improvement from their country, but nonetheless, once you've been here for a little while, you realize that our government's pretty annoying.
Well, right, like any government. You know, there's something that everybody, any person in the world has in common. This is, you know, this is fear, this is greed, this is whatever, desire to, you know, have sex, say, yeah. These are, you know, major instincts everybody has. So the way people organize in a country, in a government, is similar. You know, it just has different shapes sometimes due to the cultural differences, but it's all the same. And that's why I wanted to say that probably we just should stop bothering about all this politics, you know, for at least, you know.
No, I hate politics. I absolutely despise politics. I don't like political parties. I wish I didn't have to be involved. I wish that I could just, you know, do a radio show. Of course, if there wasn't the government to talk about in badmouth, I don't know what on earth we would talk about on Free Talk Live. But I just wish I could just do my thing and have other people leave me alone. Unfortunately, they won't leave me alone.
Well, they would. They would. As a matter of fact, I can tell you, if I want that somebody leaves me alone, he leaves me alone.
Well, the government's not going to listen to that, Helen. If they want to mess with you, they're going to come send a squad of cops after you.
From another hand, the freedom starts from inside. And
absolutely.
You know,
there's no doubt about that.
It's got nothing to do with politics, and everybody on this earth exists because they have intent to exist. And
well, you know, if we could
summon our intent on something and raise our awareness about something, we do it collectively.
Well, if we could raise more awareness about freedom, I think that we'd have some significant changes coming down the line, which, of course, is part of what we're doing here on Free Talk Live. Helen, any other thoughts for us tonight?
No, guys. All right.
Thanks for the call, and next time, watch your mouth. 800-259-9231. Toll free 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Clayton in Wisconsin. Clayton, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey there. You're on the radio, Clayton.
I know. I'll watch
okay.
my mouth.
Good.
I know.
What's
that,
on your
right?
mind, sir?
But anyway, I got two questions for you guys.
Yes.
The first one is New Hampshire going to be pulling away from the federal government?
Pulling away, what do you mean by that exactly?
Dissolving ties with the federal government?
I think that there are some people within the Free State Project movement that like the idea of secession. It is not
a majority.
It is not a secessionist movement. I think a lot of us realize that if that's what it comes down to, we might have to do it. But we'll come back, talk more about that and your second question, whatever that is. 800-259-9231. This is your show, and yes, we're a radio show. Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with
Ann Manwich.
Saturday night edition. Whatever's on your mind goes. In fact, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Talk about the shrine.
Oh, is it the shrine? I'm sorry. I can't tell where we're supposed to be talking about. Well, it's the we have dozens of ladies on there, and they're all different shapes, colors, sizes, and ages. And you can check them out at freetalklive.com.
That's right. In fact, our last caller, Helen, is actually on our shrine, so you can go see what she looks like at freetalklive.com. So, also, you need to get together and celebrate all your summer occasions with great savings on grower specials from 1-800-Flowers.com. On their website, every single week, you're going to find limited-time offers that are just fantastic values on just great flowers and arrangements and all that great stuff. In fact, they have even more than flowers at 1-800-Flowers.com. And when you're all done, when you've done your shopping, you got your shopping cart loaded up, punch in the code FTL in their promotional code box, and that's going to get you a 10% discount on your entire order.
Who's looking out for you, huh?
Exactly. So the code, again, is FTL, and, of course, call, click, or come in, 1-800-Flowers.com. It is your florist of choice. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun show about your calls. Let's go back to Clayton in Wisconsin. Clayton, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, Clayton, you were wondering, in regards to the Free State Project, which, of course, we're huge fans of and members of, and so we're going to be going to New Hampshire in order to help free the state of New Hampshire. Now, it could be argued that it's already probably the freest state in the nation. We want it to be really, really free, and we want to downsize the government. We want to get the government out of people's lives. In fact, you asked the question, would we separate ourselves from the federal government? Is that pretty much what you were wondering?
Well, that was one of the questions that I had. The other
basically, here's what I'd like to see happen in the free state. And again, I'm just one of many liberty lovers that are going to be moving into the state. I'm sure they all have different ideas. But I think that where we should start is by having the state withdraw completely from all federal money, from all federal aid, all federal programs, because so many, all the states in the United States are taking the 30 pieces of silver from the federal government. The federal government says, hey, we'll give you this amount of money if you do X, Y, and Z for us. And, of course, X, Y, and Z are usually a whole laundry list of requirements that are attached, the strings, if you will, that are attached to that money. So we'll probably just end all involvement in federal programs. I'd like to see state prohibition on, like, DEA agents and federal law enforcement officers. Just bar them from being in the state at all. You know, if we find them in the state, they'll be arrested, that sort of thing. And basically, separate but not really officially sever the ties. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not quite so, as you can imagine, I'm not quite so adamant as Ian. I would just like to see the, you know, a progressive movement towards more liberty, whether it's on a local, a state, or a federal level.
Well, if you want to have more liberty, you can't have the feds messing around in your state.
Oh, exactly.
I mean, they're just bad news. What good could come of allowing the federal government to be involved in your state's business?
I certainly agree with
nothing. So there's my answer to you, Clayton. And if worse comes to worse, and they don't like the idea of us refusing their aid, then we could look at more severe options. But what was your second question?
All right. Now, this is about the government confidence down in New Orleans.
Mm.
Now, do you believe that it was just dropping the ball altogether? Or do you think it was incompetence by design, purposely dropping the ball?
What would the point of purposely dropping the ball be? Just so they could take
all
control?
To get all kinds of demonic legislation passed, you know, get some new stuff in there, you know. Maybe possibly merge the police with the National Guard at some kind of homeland security site, you know, in each state or, you know, so they can declare martial law more.
That kind of goes back to something we were discussing on last night's show as to what the intentions of the government are. You know, are the intentions really benign? Do they really create these programs with the intentions to help people? Or do they create these programs with the intentions of simply expanding their power, expanding their control, and just expanding their dominance over people?
I'd have to say it's the latter.
There are certainly a lot of people that are in your camp. Manwich would disagree with you, I think.
I don't. I think that it's the end.
You think FEMA really wants to help people?
I think they do. I think that
they're... Why do they spend their time measuring
CYA, baby? Because bureaucrats are all about CYA.
I don't think that's a valid excuse. What do you mean CYA?
Because cover your butt. If they did something the wrong way, God knows, somebody would have, you know, somebody's butt would be in a sling.
Yeah, but see, they can use this natural disaster also as a pretext to bring out new legislation.
I don't doubt that that's going to happen.
Nobody's butts are in the sling, though, Manwich, because nobody's
exactly.
ever going to be, nobody's going to be brought up on charges on this. The FEMA agents are, I mean, the head of FEMA was just simply told to go home. He wasn't even fired. I mean, he ended up resigning on his own, but
which means fired in the Bush administration.
Well, that was just simply for PR is all that was.
Right, yeah, that's all it was. None of the guys that are throwing people out of their homes, using force on old ladies and tackling them, and just doing the terrible, terrible, unconstitutional things that are going on there, will ever be brought to justice.
Yeah, I seen that video of that old woman getting tackled. Oh,
isn't
my God.
That amazing?
I can't believe that two thugs. Just absolutely pounced on that old woman.
Well, of course, she shouldn't have let them in her house in the first place. She looked like she might have been a little bit kooky, a little bit drunk or something. But, I mean, that's what you get for letting the feds into your house, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly.
They're going to do something to you.
Well, you know, New Orleans is under martial law, though.
Yeah.
I mean, if they want to batter down the door, they know that somebody's in there, they're going
to
do it. They say they're not going to do it by force, but I bet you that they're doing it by force off camera.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I tend to agree with you, Clayton. I tend to side with you. I think that these bureaucrats, if they really wanted to help people, would allow the organizations that know what they're doing to come into the city and give the assistance that's dire in dire need. These people need help, and the bureaucrats stand around and plan, and they plan, and they plan, and they plan, and then they plan some more.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly the way that communist Russia was ran. You know, it was planners. I mean, it was just colleges.
Right.
Colleges filled with planners.
That's what you get with central control. I mean, we talked about the firefighters, the 1,400 firefighters, volunteer firefighters from around the country that came to Atlanta at the request of FEMA, and they were forced to take 8 hours worth of sensitivity training and do all kinds of other just BS before they were allowed to help out. And then what their job ended up being was they were community relations people. That FEMA didn't want them going in rescuing anybody. They wanted them canvassing the surrounding communities with flyers with a FEMA 1-800 number on them. And when people had questions about, you know, their home insurance and the destruction and what they could do to get help, they would only be able to answer, well, you can call 1-800-FEMA-SUCKS or whatever the number was.
I'm starving. What can I do?
And then with the flooded sections along the coast, let's see how many property rights are stripped through eminent domain. You know, the new Supreme Court ruling.
Could very well happen. Who knows?
That every bureaucrat is in favor of, you know.
The trouble is
skyscraper casinos going up and stuff like that.
I don't know, man. It's just going to be interesting to watch. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. Clayton, thanks for the call as always, man. 800-259-9231. I've got a laundry list of the FEMA failures, and in fact, what's really interesting is they actually were refusing the help of other bureaucracies. I mean, there were actually some other bureaucrats and other bureaucracies that were coming to lend some assistance that actually cared at least an iota, and FEMA turned them away as well. So we'll come back with that and your calls, of course, 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Saturday night edition. We're here live. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Political issue, personal problem, anything goes. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the archives there. Last 6 days of the show, as a matter of fact, right there on the front page of the website. There is no logging in, no membership fee, no credit card transaction, none of that. You just go to freetalklive.com and you can download them for free. In fact, scroll down past day six and you'll see a link to our friends at downloadradio.org. And over there, you'll find months worth of the show. All of it is free. freetalklive.com. We're talking about the consistent failure, the predictable failure,
predictable
of the federal government. This is not, actually, I've got an article by G. Edward Griffin from Freedom Force, and his suggestion is that the U.S. government, and this actually was sent in by one of our listeners, the U.S. government did not fail in its mission after, in the wake of Hurricane Katrina. Of course, some people have suggested that the government would have acted more promptly if the majority of victims had been white instead of black. Others have said it was an issue of the rich against the poor, the oil companies against the consumers. And of course, none of that is the case. Whether it had been Nolens or, you know, Whiteville, USA, the response would still have been miserable.
It's always miserable.
Yes.
It's just that the catastrophe isn't as large as it has been.
I know you said you had something about the situation from here in Florida. We had a hurricane hit here pretty hard last year, displaced a lot of people from their homes, so I want you to have that ready to go.
Well, I still have the article that I haven't quite finished. But
With the ambulance thing? I thought we were done with
it. No, not done with it.
Well, what other highlights did you want to pull out of that?
Because I just like the way they compared, FEMA. They were consistently comparing FEMA to the federal government.
Right.
But, I think we got the main gist of it all, but,
Well, if you had something else, now would be the time, man, because otherwise I'm going to move on here and go down this laundry list.
Apparently, the FEMA doesn't like the Acadian ambulance company.
I bet they
doing
don't.
So well, so they've stonewalled them with a bunch of paperwork. You know, Acadian has managed to make FEMA look disastrously stupid.
Of course.
And so now they've stonewalled them with, paperwork on
that's
every
why
incident.
That's why I think they won't let anybody into the city. I think that's why they don't want to let any organizations, whether it be Acadian or Walmart or any group that wants to go help people out, because they'll make them look bad. Because FEMA's going to be standing around taking measurements on airboats and doing bureaucratic paperwork and going through sexual harassment training classes while everybody else, private individuals and private organizations, are actually saving lives. And so they'll be one-upped. And it would happen instantaneously if they allowed it to.
Just that quick.
Here's a list from Mr. Griffin as far as just some headlines. Of course, he provides the links to the articles, but we'll just go down the headlines here. FEMA tells first responders not to respond until told to do so. FEMA won't accept Amtrak's help in evacuations. I mean, they're turning away other bureaucracies who are trying to help out. Not that Amtrak would have been doing things efficiently anyway, but gosh, at least they attempted. You know, give them credit for giving it a shot. And then FEMA says, no, turn that train around. We'll take care of this. Offer of helicopters for rescue work is rejected. FEMA blocks 500 Florida airboat pilots from rescue work. FEMA to Chicago, send just one truck. FEMA bars morticians from entering Nawlins. FEMA blocks 500 boat citizen flotilla from delivering aid. Homeland Security, which is also FEMA, won't let the Red Cross deliver food. FEMA fails to utilize Navy ship with a 600-bed hospital on board. FEMA cuts local emergency communications phone lines. FEMA turns away experienced firefighters. And, of course, we read the article where they actually had 1,400 experienced firefighters come in to give aid, and they sat them in a hotel room and made them watch sexual harassment videos. And then they sent them out on the street not to rescue people, but to give out paperwork to people. FEMA turns back Walmart supply trucks, which, of course, we've mentioned time and time again. FEMA prevents the Coast Guard from delivering diesel fuel. Navy pilots who rescued victims are reprimanded by their superiors. You weren't supposed to be rescuing these victims. You were supposed to be delivering food and water to military bases. U.S. government turns back German plane with 15 tons full of aid. FEMA declines volunteer firemen for rescue operations. Oh, here it is. Uses them to distribute public relations pamphlets. So Mr. Griffin says, what's going on here? Were the agents of the federal government trying to kill American citizens? Were they trying to obtain the maximum death toll and the highest level of human suffering? It would seem that way at first, but I'd like to suggest that this incredible behavior stems from something else, something equally unsettling. The primary job of the military, FEMA, and Homeland Security is not to protect the American people in times of emergency, but to protect the government in times of emergency and to keep it functioning. Their primary assignment is not to rescue people, but to control them. And they were doing a pretty good job of that. Control them. Their directive is
not the first couple of days. I mean, first couple of days, it was chaos down there.
Well, they're control. No. They're doing a good job of controlling those who are easily controlled. They can't control the people that, the violent people, the criminal element. They'll never be able to control them. Their directive is to relocate families and businesses, confiscate property, commandeer goods, direct labor and services, and establish martial law. The reason FEMA and Homeland Security failed to carry out an effective rescue operation is that this wasn't their primary mission. And the reason they blocked others from doing so is that any operations not controlled by the central authority are contrary to the directives. And as you pointed out, man, which would make them look inefficient and stupid if they let actual caring volunteer citizens in to make a difference in other people's lives. It's so irritating to me that we have this federal government and we need to just downsize it. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home. Uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A 1-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show, 800-259-9231. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern. It is the Saturday night show, so we're actually live. We're not one of those upper crust talk shows with those hosts that like to have their weekends off.
And holidays.
Yes.
Like the week before each holiday and after.
Yeah, we're actually here 6 days a week, every week. And it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
So we've been talking about and railing against FEMA and how incompetent and stupid they are. Actually, one guy suggested that they're actually doing exactly what they're supposed to do, which is to impede actual real rescue efforts and stand around and look important and look as though they're actually doing something.
I don't know if I go for it all.
I don't know. Everybody has different suggestions as to motivations and intentions, but regardless of what the intentions are of this group, the results are terrible.
That's the truth. Liberty lovers everywhere in America, whether they feel like me or they feel like Ian, can agree that the government is dangerous.
Yeah.
Now, intentionally dangerous or incompetently so, That's your choice.
I personally think it's a mixture. I think there are some people in government that are intentionally dangerous. People that, you know, some of the troops, for instance, or some of the, you know, the cops that were in the streets, you know, shooting at people and threatening people. I think those guys are definitely dangerous. And I think some of them are really out there to do the right thing, but for all the cops and all the bureaucrats that are there trying to help people, they're hamstrung by the stupid bureaucracy, by the dumb rules that they all have to follow. I'm sure their book is thousands of pages long, with full of regulations and stupid codes that they have to go through before they can get anything done. And of course, just evidence just keeps mounting that it's just totally worthless. Our answer, of course, would be to abolish FEMA and allow the marketplace, the free market of people who care, actually, to respond to disasters. But of course, nobody in Washington, D.C. is listening to Free Talk Live, so the Washington, D.C. response is going to be more money. More budget for FEMA, more control, more power for FEMA. And so the next disaster, just you wait. I'm sure we'll have some bad results there, too. In fact, what about a past disaster, man? Which, let's talk about Port Charlotte, Florida. Little area in Florida, little, you know, tiny little town in Florida that got hit real hard last year by a hurricane. Lots of people displaced from their homes in this. And, of course, FEMA has been in charge. And what's going on now, a year later?
The place is FEMA City. Dusty, baking, treeless collection of almost 500 trailers that was set up by the Federal Emergency Agency last fall to house more than 1,500 people made homeless by Hurricane Charley, one of the most destructive storms in recent Florida history. The free shelter was welcomed by thankful survivors back then. Almost a year later, most are still there, hungry, frustrated, depressed, and increasingly desperate.
Why?
FEMA City is now a socioeconomic time bomb just waiting to blow up, said Bob Hebert, director of recovery for Charlotte County, where most FEMA City residents used to live. You throw together all these different people under tremendous and different socioeconomic classes already under tremendous stress, and bad things will happen. And this is really the difficult part. In our country, there's no other place there's no other place for them to go. The thing is it's a very long article, and it more or less just reports that, funny, doesn't look like anybody wants to get out. And
are they getting checks? Is FEMA cutting them checks to stay there?
No, they have the free lodging, though, and all they have to do is pay for their utilities.
Sweet deal. 800-259-9231. So they're supposedly to be helped out and to, you know, get a foothold and get back out into the world, and they haven't been. Hour 2's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.